Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. We want to invite you to pray, to sing and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, your pen and your paper. Open up your hearts and your minds to hear the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, God. We ask for mercy. We ask for grace, oh God. We ask that you will look upon us with compassion in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask that you will please bless us tonight. Bless us, oh God, on this broadcast. We ask, God, that you will please make your holy visitation, that you will reach out with your word, Lord, and that you will touch hearts and minds. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we're depending on you and we're looking unto you. Oh, my God, we ask that you will send your word tonight. Send your anointing, oh, God. Send your power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, touch somebody's heart right now. Somebody is troubled in mind, oh, God. And we're asking, God, that you will regulate their mind. Have mercy tonight, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We're waiting on you and we're depending on you, Lord God. We ask that you will send forth your healing virtue, that
good
you will
Lord.
Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Lord, make whole right now in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. We pray for those who are on the prayer list, oh God. And we ask, Lord, that you will remember them in a special way, that you will touch their heart, touch their minds, oh God, that you will bless them tonight with the blessing that they stand in need of. Those who need comforting, Lord God, comfort and console them in the name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for you, oh God. Lord, remember tonight that one that's been reaching out for prayer and been reaching out for deliverance. We ask you, Lord, to please answer them, oh God, and that you will give them their deliverance in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. And we ask that you will bless this broadcast, that you will bless each and every one who's listening, oh God, with a special blessing. Send your anointing, Lord, destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Cover under your blood. Have your way, Lord, and let your holy will be done. We ask you, Lord, to please remember, oh God, those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Oh God, comfort them and console them. All of those who are on the prayer list, the names that have been called out. Lord, everyone who's associated with them, every family member, far and wide, we pray, God, that you will bless abundantly. Let your holy will be done. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer. And at this time, we're going to be reading the opening scripture. And I will be reading from the 128th number of Psalms. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants around about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that fears the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace unto Israel. Thank God for the reading of the 128th number of Psalms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And we just want to thank everyone for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7600. 1-800-981. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, title 1 school, and 1 is O-N-E. We want to remember all the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Robin Manze, who has been diagnosed with terminal cancer. We want to continue to pray for Steve Allen Sr., who also is battling cancer, for Tawana Hill, for missionary Lisa Johnson, Sister Adele, Mother Marshall and family, Charles Morris, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Anderson family, Titus Edmond Sr., Steve from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Carlton for deliverance, Miss Sissy, Patrick Miller, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, Larry Denson, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, that she may sing a selection. Amen.
Thank you for the opportunity to pray for me. Well, Jesus, you're my King. Your life brings me to sing.
Yes.
And I will praise you all my days, 'cause you're perfect in all your ways. Well, Jesus, you're my Lord, and I will obey your word, because I want to see your kingdom come. Not my will, but yours be done. Glory, glory to the Lamb. You will take us into the land, and we will conquer in your name. Proclaim that Jesus reigns. Hail, hail, the Lion of Judah. How wonderful you are. Hail, hail, the Lion of Judah. How powerful you are. How powerful you are. Hail, Jesus, you're my King. Your life brings me to sing. And I will praise you all my days, because you're perfect in all your ways. Oh, hail Jesus, you're my Lord, and I will obey your word, Lord, because I want to see your kingdom come. Oh, not my will, but yours be done. Glory, glory to the Lamb. He will take us into the land, and we will conquer in your name. Oh,
amen.
I proclaim that Jesus reigns. Oh, hail, hail, the Lion of Judah. How powerful you are, how powerful you are. Hail, hail, the Lion of Judah. Hail, hail, the Lion of Judah. How wonderful you are, how wonderful you are. How powerful you are, how powerful you are. How wonderful, wonderful, wonderful you are. How wonderful you are. tell Jesus you're my King.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord for that beautiful selection. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That was a beautiful selection.
Yes, it was.
How wonderful you are. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. I tell you, glory to God.
Wonderful.
If you can only know just how wonderful God is,
yes,
how wonderful and how powerful he is.
Thank you,
Jesus. You would want to worship him. You would
Amen.
Want to fear him, as this opening scripture says. It's important that we fear the Lord.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And I want to encourage you to learn how to fear God. If you don't have that fear, pray until the fear comes, that reverence. Not to be able to recognize just how wonderful and how powerful God is.
Amen.
At this time, we invite you to turn your hearts and your minds toward the Lord and expect the word of God. Expect for God to speak to you. And we're going to get on out of the way and introduce the speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybell Edmonds. We ask that you will pray with her as she comes to deliver the word of God. Amen. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for this broadcast. We pray that you will send your words and your anointing. Let it reach some heart. Let some soul and some mind be changed through the word of God. We know thou art able. We pray that you have your way and let your will be done. And we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank the Lord for this broadcast and for the song and the opening scripture that was read and the opening prayer coming through. Evangelist Amin, thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through.
Amen.
Thank you, this Cynthia. Hell, King. Oh, I tell you, the Lord is worthy to be praised. His name is worthy to be lifted up. All glory and honor belong unto the Lord. Let us go to the word of God. We're going to go to the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. The 16th chapter. My title tonight is In Need of a Deliverance. And my theme, Rely on the Lord. I'm going to begin reading about the 7th verse. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. And I believe at this time, King Asa went to the Syrians. They escaped out of his hands. He could have taken them, but because he didn't rely on the Lord, the whole host escaped. And I believe the scripture was saying how that Asa relied on God when he was fighting the Ethiopians,
mm-hmm.
and they had a lot of people, but he relied on God. And the Lord delivered and won the battle for them. And my thought is rely on the Lord, because if you rely on man, man will fail. There comes a time in all of our lives when we have to just rely on God and trust in him to make a way, to deliver us, to help us to overcome whatever going on in our lives. In verse 8, it reads, were not the Ethiopians and the Lubans a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thy hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to shew himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. And Hanani was a seer, and a seer is a prophet, a person who foresees or predicts events. And so Hananiah predicted what was going to happen. And Asa is a word, the Arabian meaning means to heal. And he was the son and successor of Abijah, king of Judah, who reigned 41 years. Now, Asa, he reigned for 41 years. He took over for being king of Judah. Glory to God. And at that time, for a while, they didn't have any wars. The Bible says in the 15th chapter, in the 19th verse, and there was no more war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Now, Asa reigned for 41 years, but for 35 whole years, there was no war. God fought the battle for them. When he relied on God, he worked it out. God overthrew all those hosts that came against Asa. But this time, Asa didn't do that. He didn't rely on the Lord. He trusted in the king of Syria, and he did not rely on the Lord thy God. And the Bible says, therefore is the host of the king of Syria out of thine hand. They escaped out of his hand because he didn't rely on God. And the Bible says down in the 10th verse, then Asa was wroth with the seer. Now, he got mad with the prophet. That's just like in the times that we're living in now. When the Lord used the prophet and prophesied, glory to God. And if it's not good news, sometimes the devil gets angered and get mad. And the Bible refers to us and says that they will put you out of their synagogue. God wrought with Hanani the seer, and he put him in prison. And the Bible says, some of you will be put in prison, that you may be tried 10 days. Glory to God, for he was enraged with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. Now, he got mad with the prophet, and then he got mad with the people too. And he was wroth with them. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah. All right? And then Asa began to get sick. He began to get ill. And in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he sought not the Lord, but to the physicians. He put his trust in the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 41st year of his reign. And they buried him in his own sepulchres, which he had made for himself in the city of David and laid him in the bed, which was filled with sweet odors and divers kinds of spices prepared by the apothecaries. And they made a very great burning for him. You see, we have to keep our trust in the Lord. No matter what happens, no matter who turns from the Lord, no matter who don't want to serve the Lord, we got to continue to trust in the Lord. We got to rely on God. I'm reminded of Job when he was going through his tests and trials, how that he relied on God. He held to his integrity. Even when his friends began to rise up against him and said, Job, you must have sinned. Hallelujah. But Job continued in his God, the God of his salvation. He held on to his integrity because he didn't want his soul to be lost. He was trusting in the God that blessed him. Hallelujah. We have to do the same thing. We have to trust in the God that brought us out. We have to rely on the one that saved us and called Amen. Us out of the world into true holiness. We have to rely on him when we need deliverance. I don't care what kind of trouble may come our way. We have to rely on God. He is the deliverer. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. I don't care what you're going through. Sickness may come upon your body, but God is the one that we are relying on. We're not relying on the physicians. We're not relying on all these different medications, but we are relying on the God of our salvation, the one that healed us time after time after time. I thank God my trust is in him. I'm not looking to man down here, not looking to these things down here, but I'm looking to the God of my salvation. I'm reminded of the psalmist David. He relied upon his God. He cried unto the Lord when he got in trouble. And this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. Everything that he was going through, God delivered him. And when God delivered him, he began to praise God and to lift up God, hallelujah, and to give praises unto the name of his God. He was so thankful for how the Lord brought him out, for how the Lord heard his cry, for how the Lord heard the prayer that he sent up to God. He was happy. He was happy for how the Lord made the way for him. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Hallelujah. He didn't have to want for anything because God delivered him and God blessed him and gave him the things that he needed. And the Bible lets us know that when David died, he died. He had many riches. Glory to God. He trusted in God and not in his riches. But when he did die, he had many riches. He died a rich man. Glory to God. I thought about Paul, how that he relied upon God, even when he was stoned and dragged out of the city and left for dead. God, he didn't trust the people. He trusted in the Lord God Almighty. And the Lord, he raised him up. And Paul went on back to work, went on back preaching again. Hallelujah. We have to continue to rely on our God. He brought us this far. and he's not going to leave us now. Somebody sang a song. I don't believe that he's brought me this far to lead me now. Glory to God, I'm trusting in the God of my salvation. I thought about the woman that had the issue of blood. She had went to the physicians, hallelujah, all those years, but never got better. And then when she heard about Jesus, that Jesus was passing by, she got in the press, hallelujah, and she reached out and touched the hem of his garment. And Jesus said, who touched me? He said, I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. Somebody touch me. Hallelujah. And when the woman realized that she was not hid, she came out. Hallelujah. And she let the Lord know that it was her who touched the hem of his garment. But she relied on the Lord to heal her body. That's who we have to rely on. If we need our body healed, if we need deliverance, we have to rely on the God of our salvation, the one that we said brought us out, the one that we said is a mighty God. We got to rely on him. There's no time now to doubt our God, but we got to trust him all the way. Hallelujah. I thought about that blind man. Hallelujah. He was sick. He couldn't see. He wanted to see, but when he heard that Jesus was passing by, he cried out. He cried out and called Jesus, thou son of David. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, God. And Jesus heard his cry and began to call the man, and he healed him, and he was able to see. You see, God can do it. I don't care what you're going through. Your body may be cancer-ridden, but God, he can heal the cancer. He can do it. God can do it. We have witnesses that God can heal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the lame man, glory to God, he couldn't walk. He couldn't walk for 38 long years, sitting by the pool, waiting to get in the water. When the pool was troubled, he couldn't get in because they were beating to the punch, as they say. Hallelujah, they would jump in. Glory to God. But God, he took faith, and he believed God, and God delivered his soul. He was delivered, and he went leaping into the synagogue, praising God, thanking God for what he did. There are so many witnesses. The Bible lets us know, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight. It's so many witnesses that have gone on before, hallelujah, that lets us know that God is, he is a healer. He is a deliverer. We just have to rely on him. Take him at his word. Go to the word of God and hear the word of God and believe the word of God, that God will do just what he said he would do. God will do it if we just trust him, rely on him, and not on the physicians, not on all these medications.
Yes,
Lord, these medications these doctors give you sometimes cause you supposed to be fixing one thing, but it messes up that thing that it's supposed to be fixing and cause something else.
Amen.
Your body mess up something else. Glory to God. We have to trust in the Lord. And because Asa didn't trust in the Lord, that's what happened unto him. He began to get wroth and mad when it was prophesied that it was going to be more wars. He said, herein thou hast done foolishly. It's foolish not to trust in God. We have to keep our trust in him, and he will deliver. He will take us through because he is a God of his word. And as long as we try to serve him and keep his commandments, God will come to our rescue. And if we continue to obey him, glory to God, in that great day, we'll be able to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I don't want to be like Asa was. Start out trusting in the Lord and then end up relying on somebody else. And everything went wrong for him. As long as he was trusting in the Lord and as long as he was trying to obey the will of God and the word of God, everything was going fine. They didn't have no wars. For 35 years, they didn't have no war. But as soon as he began to rely on the king of Syria, that's when all the trouble began to happen. Because he trusted not in God. Church, we have to trust in the Lord because he is our help. He's our very present help in trouble. And he will deliver if you're in need of deliverance. Just rely on God. I just thank God for his word tonight. And there may be somebody, maybe you was trusting in the doctor. Maybe you're trusting in something else. But now, try Jesus, because he can work it out. Turn your heart and minds to the Lord. Jesus is able to fix it for you. As we bow our heads in a word of prayer, Heavenly Father, we come to you, thanking you for your word on tonight. Thanking you, oh Lord, because we were relying on you. We are trusting in your word, knowing that you're able to do all things, and that there is no failure in you. Our trust, oh Lord, is in your word. We believe your word right now, Lord. Your word, Lord. We want you to touch right now, Lord. Look on those souls, oh Lord, that are troubled in mind. Touch them right now, Lord. Those that are not saved, but they want to be saved. Jesus, we pray that you have mercy, oh Lord. Look upon them with compassion, oh Lord. Lord, send your grace and mercy. Touch right now, Lord. Send salvation for their soul. Help them to believe on you. As the scripture has said, help them to give their life to you. Help them, Jesus, to seek your faith and call upon your name. Help them to run for their lives. Realize the time is running out. Help them, oh Lord Jesus. Jesus, somebody want to take you at your word. Help them, Jesus. Help them, oh Lord. Increase their faith. Make them to believe on you. In the name of Jesus. Help them, Jesus.
Help
Jesus. We know thou art a healer. We know thou art a deliverer. We got the witness, oh Lord, that you're able, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're depending on you tonight. We're relying on your word for all manner of illnesses. We pray that you heal and take it away in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of no way. Open
Make
up a door
way,
that
Lord.
Lady closed, oh
Jesus,
Lord.
Jesus,
help
Jesus,
somebody,
Jesus.
Lord. Help, Lord Jesus. Move,
help, Lord.
Lord, by your spirit. cried out to you, Lord. No other help we know, Lord. You are our very present help in trouble, Lord. Come to our rescue, O Lord.
Come to our rescue, Lord.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere. Oh, my God, help us to draw nigh unto you. Give us a closer walk with you. Help us to seek your face some more. Help us to pray as never before. Help us to rely on you. Increase our faith. Give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help us, Jesus. Help us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on every listener, everyone that is listed on the prayer list. Touch and bless. Save and heal. Forgive sins. Blot out of transgressions. In the name of Jesus. Save to the uttermost, O Lord. Fill with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Change somebody's mind, O Lord. Help them, O Lord, to run to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we're trusting in you today. We're taking you at your word, knowing that there is no failure in you, knowing that you're able to take us through and you're able to keep us, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless us, oh, Lord, and continue to go with us and stand by us. And we thank you right now, Lord, for this prayer. We thank you,
thank
Lord,
you
for what you have already done. Help the business, Lord. touch their hearts and minds. Give them your mind to turn from their way, to seek your face and call upon your name in the name of Jesus. Look on all those patients who are suffering with the COVID virus. Touch
right now.
Same touchers should be saved. Have mercy, O Lord. Send mercy tonight, Jesus. Heal and deliver, Lord. Look
on
my
pastor.
Touch and strengthen him. Lead and guide him. In the name of Jesus. Look on the Christian Temple family. Touch and bless. Strengthen your people. Encourage your people. Help them to go through.
Help us
to
stand, oh God.
In the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. We believe you. We thank you.
We
take you at your word today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Continue to go with us and stand by us, oh Lord. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Message and also for the prayer. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. My soul is so encouraged. My soul is uplifted. And just thinking on that experience and how he turned and started relying on something and someone other than God. Oh, my Lord. It's such a sad thing, but a lot of people, they tend to turn to everyone else and everything else instead of relying on God. And that was so beautifully brought out. In need of deliverance, rely on the Lord. He's the one who is going to come through every time. And I thought about the woman with the issue of blood. She relied on the doctors, and she didn't get any better, but she got worse.
Got worse.
But when she heard about Jesus, she decided that it was worth relying on the Lord.
Amen.
She made her way, made up her mind to make her way to touch the hem of his garment. And when she did that, she did it in faith. She trusted that all the things, no matter how many things had happened, the worsening of her condition, she believed that she was going to be made whole.
Amen.
The doctors, over the time, the years and years that she trusted them and relied on them, they couldn't help her.
Amen.
She relied on Jesus. She relied on him. And he made her whole instantly.
Yes,
it
he did.
Was so quick. It was the moment, hallelujah, that she touched his garment, the virtue, that healing virtue, went out of Jesus and directly into her, made her whole on the spot, hallelujah. For all the years that she suffered, that one moment took care of everything.
Amen.
And the time when we're having hard times and we're struggling, that's not the time to turn to anyone or anything else.
Right.
Just rely on the Lord. He will surely come through to you. Praise God. My soul is rejoicing. I thank God for that word. I want to say to Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way in your life. Praise the Lord. And I pray that somebody is blessed through this word tonight, can see their need to rely on the Lord. You tried this, you tried that, you went to this one, you went to that one, but did you go to the Lord? Have you tried Jesus? Hallelujah. He will never fail. Glory to God. I'm stirred up. I thank the Lord.
I truly
enjoyed the word. And on tonight, we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists who are on the broadcast and any other clergy who may have dialed in and you want to have remarks. You're also welcome to give remarks at this time. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell saying, in need of a deliverance, rely on the Lord. And what a beautiful lesson in the word that she brought forth. And I, you know, just thinking now, all before Asa, he relied on the Lord. But when it came to a bigger challenge, it's like he let his fear or whatever it was dictate where he chose to put his trust. And then when he got sick, he refused to even consult the Lord. Like he was holding a grudge against God because of his own foolishness, his own folly. And when he's the one that chose not to rely on God. And the sad thing, it's a sad thing when you need deliverance and you refuse to acknowledge God because of your own stubbornness and you're going to hold something against God so you're not going to trust. I tell you, I don't want to be like that. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. And I was blessed by it. And like she, even the prayer, I began to feel the presence of the Lord in the prayer. Even in the on the broadcast on Sunday evening, how the Lord just began to touch me, and he's been touching me ever since. So I give him the glory.
Yeah.
I thank God for everything. And if maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Thank God. I thank God for the word of God that came on this evening, letting us know about relying on God. Amen. We can't put our trust in anyone else. We can't turn to anyone else. We can turn to them, but they can't help us like Jesus can.
Amen.
He's our ultimate help. Amen. That's who we go to, that rock, that solid rock. He's the solid rock of our salvation. And I just thank God for the word of God tonight. Thank God for the prayer. I tell you, I was touched in the prayer tonight.
Thank you, too.
Still thanking God for the service on Sunday night.
Me too. Amen.
The Lord began to come in and bless my soul. I tell you, God, he's a good God. And
yes,
I
he is.
In him and I believe in him. And I want to encourage you, Ben and Smith, to continue to preach. And those of you out there in radio land, amen, rely on God. Put your trust in him. Because he will see you through.
Amen.
Any other clergy?
If not, we do thank God for those beautiful remarks. And at this time, we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mitty. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Cynthia, and Sister Cheryl. I thank the Lord for helping, for them, helping to make this broadcast what it should be. And I thank you. I just appreciate your help. And I want to say I thank God, because even from Sunday night, I'm yet rejoicing for how the Lord touched my body. I tell you, I was in a rough situation, and my blood pressure was real high. And it was so high that it was like in the stroke area. And I tell you, the Lord let me see that. And I begin to go to work and pray.
Mm-hmm.
I thank the Lord for how he touched. He began to touch and he brought it down. Ever since Sunday night, I've been feeling so much better. And I continue to check, and the Lord is still working. So I'm thankful for what he's doing. I know God is a healer. He can heal anything. And I've experienced and I've tried it many times before, and the Lord came to my rescue. So I must continue to rely on God. He's the one. He's got all the power. He can do everything. He goes through. He looketh to and through the whole earth. That's what the word of God was saying. He's looking down. He sees everything that's going on, whether we're sick, not feeling well, whether we are pressing our way, he sees it all. But I thank God for what he has done, and I'm encouraged to go on with the Lord. Thank God for every one of our listeners. We want to say to you, continue to be encouraged. Rely on the Lord. And if you don't know the Lord, it's time to seek the Lord for your soul's salvation. If you need strength, you can get strength by going to the Lord, relying on the Lord. He will renew your strength. I just thank the Lord for all things. He can heal your body too. You need him to heal you, rely on the Lord, and he will do the work. So we are thankful for this broadcast. If there's nothing else, or are there any other announcements or anything before we close out? If not, we want to wish every one of our listeners a happy Thanksgiving. A happy Thanksgiving. You don't overeat. But anyway, we thank the Lord for you. And at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. We expect to be back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.